Where dreamers dream, where dreams come true, there's no limit to what we can do. Turning no to yes, leaving doubt behind, releasing the stress, we were born to shine.
Grindhard Radio. Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time. Tune in at 323-693-3043. Join me with my cast, Veronica Escobel Winters, Christina Renee, Ayakunle Falama, Rick and Melissa Wood, Michelle Morgan, and Ebony and Erica from Tulala One on YouTube. We have celebrity guests, music, entertainment, spirituality, sports, fitness, health, wellness, beauty, hot topics, education, entrepreneurship, and more.
Yeah, season 3 of the Sade Champagne Show, Reinhardt Radio.
Good evening, everyone. That was Lettucey with I Blame You. Welcome to the Ernest L. Thomas and Laval Bell book release special of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Every episode is available on iTunes. Search the Sade Champagne Show and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. Thanks to everyone for tuning in all around the globe. All the episodes of my show are available at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. Thank you to Travis Miller for creating and producing my show's theme song, and to Scott Swish for mixing it. Thanks to Kata Mafiaso for helping me to create my new radio drop. If this is your first time listening, I'm a professional musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur. I have created, directed, and executive produced over 300 charitable and inspirational events, including my popular Poverty Dream Tour. I love mentoring, coaching, authentically being myself, and using my platform to encourage, empower, and bring out the gold in others. Tonight, for our Ernest L. Thomas and Laval Bell book release special, we go behind the scenes of this inspiring, star-studded event at the Writers Guild Theater in Beverly Hills. Ernest L. Thomas is a veteran of Broadway, television, and film, and has the distinction of having a hit TV show or movie in every decade since he began his career 40 years ago. He starred as a popular character, Raj, in the ABC sitcom, What's Happening, and the number one syndicated show nationwide, What's Happening Now. Award-winning director Spike Lee chose him to play Sidney X opposite Denzel Washington and Malcolm X. Millennials fell in love with the character Mr. Omar, a role created for him by Chris Rock and Ali Leroy for the global hit show Everybody Hates Chris. Laval Bell is an accomplished musician, playwright, minister, and advocate. He is the author of 6 books, and he's played the drums with celebrities like Bette Midler, George Benson, Barry White, Chaka Khan, Aretha Franklin, Earth, Wind, and Fire, to name a few. I got exclusive red carpet interviews with Grammy-nominated singer Lettucey, veteran comedian and actress Lunell, TV and movie actor Rico E. Anderson, musical artist Jay Mosley, and author and speaker Laval Bell. Ernest's book is titled From Raj to Riches, and Laval Bell's new book is titled Your Gifts Are Not Your Purpose Workbook. I had such a phenomenal time at this event. It was very inspiring, and I was just thankful to be able to be in the building and in the presence of people who have been living their dreams, who have gone through the struggle, those who are continuing to make an impact in this world. And I'm so thankful to be able to interview Lettucey, who's one of my favorite singers, not just singers, but singers of all time, and to be able to meet her. And she was so humble and so sweet and so kind and just so real. And I enjoyed our time together. And then at the end, towards the end of the event, after the Q&A session, Terry Crews showed up, and he was just so sweet and so encouraging to Ernest, and just telling him how proud he was of him for his book and how much Ernest has inspired him. And that was amazing. I got to meet Terry Crews and get a picture with him. And then also, I was able to receive really powerful encouragement from Lunell. And she is a veteran in this industry where you have so many A-list celebrities who support her. She's traveled all around the world. And she told me that she loves my perky attitude. She loves my enthusiasm, that I'm so articulate, and that she hopes I go very far in this industry and in my career, and that she's supporting me all the way. And one of my dear friends, Jay Styles, who's a professional radio host and talk show host, and he's done amazing things throughout this industry, he encouraged me as well, and he happened to be at the event, and he told me that I am already doing amazing things, and he knows that I'm going to continue to go far, and that I'm changing so many people's lives through my voice and through my videos and through my charity work. And so I'm super thankful to have been able to be a part of this event, and I'm just floored with excitement and enthusiasm for you guys to hear this episode tonight. I'm always booking new shows and performances. I love traveling, and if you're looking to bring me, my Power of a Dream Tour, or any of our award-winning, critically acclaimed artists, mentors, or speakers to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. I'm always on the road. I'm always doing different events where I'm singing, dancing, inspirational speaking. I was just at the City Church last weekend for a women's event called Beautiful Stories, and that was my first time ever dancing live on a hip-hop praise dance team, and I'm so proud of myself because I've come very far in that dream and being able to realize that again, because as many of you know, I stopped dancing for over 10 years, and I honestly don't consider what I did before to be dancing because I didn't really enjoy myself. I feel like I have just become a dancer over the past 74 weeks, and it is better and greater than ever before. If you want to check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, then you can see my full schedule. Just look under events. Lastly, thank you to everyone who's been watching, sharing, and subscribing to all my new videos. I'm constantly writing new pieces. I'm creating new songs on my keyboard, and I'm going back into the recording studio soon with my music producers, The Quakes. To find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out GoFundMe.com/SadeChampagneMusic. That's GoFundMe.com/SadeChampagneMusic. I'm live tweeting and posting on Facebook all special long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at Sade Champagne, Facebook me at Sade Champagne, or Instagram, I am Sade Champagne, or hashtag Sade Champagne Show, or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everyone who's already been tweeting me, you Facebook me, you Instagram me, you YouTube me, you email me every single week, and your support amazes me. All right, this is Sade Champagne here with Grindhard Radio. I'm here with the amazing author, Laval Bell, of Your Gifts Are Not Your Purpose workbook. This is the second edition that is a part of his book. So how are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
We are so glad to be here, a part of your book signing. And so tell us about your new book and what made you write it.
Well, Your Gifts Are Not Your Purpose workbook is a second volume, actually. It's an addition to the first book I wrote about almost 20 years ago.
Wow.
And so I've learned a lot since the first book. And so it really helps people identify what I call the three gift categories,
mm-hmm.
which is, I believe you're born with what's called a natural gift,
mm-hmm.
talent,
mm-hmm.
and spiritual gift.
Wow.
And these three categories, I believe, facilitate your purpose. They help, they lead you to your purpose.
Right.
And you can apply any of my formula in my Your Gifts Not Your Purpose workbook, and it'll apply to any character in the Bible, any character. I write a lot about Magic Johnson, Nelson
mm-hmm.
Mandela, King
wow.
David in the Bible.
Right.
So it will absolutely help you identify your purpose.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I even should put money back guarantee.
That's amazing. And so where can people purchase your new book?
It's, of course, on Amazon.com.
Okay.
But you can go to my site, LavalDream.com. And this is kind of a dual rollout
mm-hmm.
because I have my own publishing company
wow,
entitled Noah's Ark Publishing.
Mm-hmm.
So Ernest is one of my first new authors.
Mm-hmm.
And next year we'll be rolling out our first children's book as well.
Oh,
so it's a publishing company, and I am looking for, I'm wanting to help people tell their story.
Wow.
And help them with marketing. It's not just enough to put a book out, but I really want to help people get their book sold, you know, produced, do it in a very market-friendly, savvy way.
Right.
And so I'm kind of on a mission with the book.
Wow. And so that's LavelDreams.com for all of our listeners.
Yeah.
And so have you always wanted to be an author?
No. No.
I'm
a drummer.
Yeah.
And
wow.
I started playing drums. I played drums with like Bette Midler and George Benson, Earth, Wind & Fire, and all those artists. And then I moved from that. I was a musical director. And I started writing. I started kind of writing plays and books, and I've written like 7 books.
Oh, my goodness.
And I got into publishing because so many people come to me for help.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know. One thing led to another, and here we are today.
Yeah.
With Noah's Ark Publishing Service. And thank you so much. I'm really excited. Something I didn't anticipate.
Right.
I never liked writing.
Wow.
Like writing music.
Right.
But not, you know, not books.
Right. And so what are 2 practical tips of advice that you would give for aspiring authors?
That's a good question. I say tell your story just like it is. Don't try to edit your story when you write it. Just write. Just write and let the editors take care of the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And don't underestimate any story. Poetry,
wow.
inspiration, you know, fiction. I mean, you'll be surprised. I never thought I was a writer.
Right.
The second piece of advice I'd give, don't confuse the writing industry with the art of writing. They're not the same. Don't confuse the writing business with the art of expressing yourself. So those two pieces of information I would give.
That's amazing. Those are quote-worthy moments that I'm definitely going to be quoting on my social media. Tell your story like it is.
Tell your
story. Never underestimate the power of your story.
Yes. I mean, I'm working with a little girl that's 8 years old.
Yeah.
You're going to hear about her.
Wow.
Remember, I said that here first live.
Yes.
You're going to hear about her. Her name is Kenya. She's 8 years old. She's an entrepreneur.
Wow.
She has her own business at 8.
Wow.
An amazing story. And she writes because she gets images. So, you know, that's amazing.
I can't wait to read it. I love reading. And so my last question for you, and then also want to have you share your social media with everyone so they can stay in contact with you, so they can follow you and stay updated with your happening. And so a lot of people don't know that September is Suicide Prevention Month, and I'm a huge mental health advocate and also suicide prevention advocate. And so what are some words of encouragement and advice that you would give to someone who is feeling at the end of their rope right now and they're wanting to give up in life? What would you share with them?
Wow. That's a big... Did you really ask me that question?
Well, you're also a spiritual leader as well.
I'm like, you're putting me in another lane. I am an avid Bible reader.
Yeah.
People forget in the book of Luke that Jesus was depressed. It says that he was depressed to the point he cried tears of blood.
Yeah.
So that's depression. He wanted to give up his life.
Right.
How did he re-encourage himself?
Mm-hmm.
He reacquainted himself with his purpose.
Wow.
And that's it.
Wow.
So people are suicidal. If it's not a medical issue, right, of course, but suicidal, the best remedy for depression, suicide, any of those, and I had that.
Mm-hmm.
You'll read about that in my book.
Mm-hmm.
I went through that battle.
Yeah.
It's always a battle about your purpose.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for
making
the Val.
Thank
Please
you.
Let everyone know how they can stay updated with you on social media.
Of course, I'm on Facebook, the Val Bell. And, of course, you can also find me on Black Minds Matter Twitter. I'm there. And Laval Dreams, LAVAL Dreams.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I'm here with one of my favorite comedians and actresses in the world, Lunell. How are you doing today, Lunell?
I'm glad, and I'm very happy to see you again.
She is so beautiful and so amazing. I got the chance to see her at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club. And so, Lunell, where are you going to be performing next?
Well, if you go to heylunell.com, HeyLunell.com, you'll be able to check my tour schedule for my Easily Annoyed Comedy Tour. I think I'm going to, where am I going to next? I'm going to like somewhere in Texas. What is that? Not San Antonio. Sam somewhere.
Okay.
And then somewhere else. Anyway, go to heylunell.com and you can check the schedule. Or follow me on Instagram, @Lunell, L-U-E-N-E-L-L, and I post everything on there.
Yes, her social media is the best place to be able to stay updated with her. And that's how I found out that she was going to be in Ventura. And so what upcoming projects are you working on, Lunell?
Well, I just finished the episode of Hip Hop Squares for season 2, so I should
wait.
Be on that. And then I'm currently, you know, in the midst of trying to start a book. I'm on my tour, and hopefully I get my part revised at Hotel Transylvania 3, which is coming up. So we'll see what's up. A lot of little things boiling.
Awesome. And then my last question for you. A lot of people don't know that September is Suicide Prevention Month, and I'm a huge mental health advocate and suicide prevention advocate.
Yes.
What are some words of encouragement, Lunell, that you would give to either up-and-coming artists or people that have been struggling with depression and on the verge of quitting in life?
If you really feel that you need help, you should talk to somebody, and sometimes it's not always a family.
Right.
Find somebody to talk to and get some help. Black people don't talk about mental health.
You're
enough.
Right.
Get some help, and God bless you and pray.
Awesome. Thank you so much to Lunell, and keep up the amazing job of what you're doing. You've been in the game for so long and still look so good.
Thank you, girl.
Love you.
It's a miracle.
Are you looking for a dynamic musical artist, performer, host, or inspirational speaker for your next event? What about a mentor, vocal instructor, or workshop leader for your school, company, or seminar? Contact Sade Champagne for countless professional services that are sure to fit your particular need. She is an in-demand, award-winning, and critically acclaimed musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur who is invited all around the world. She is known for having a powerful voice, turning ideas into action, creating, directing, and executive producing popular charitable and inspirational events, and bringing out the gold in others. Her services are for all ages, backgrounds, and environments. Contact Sade Champagne at SadeChampagneMusic@gmail.com. That's SadeChampagneMusic@gmail.com to book her for your next event or project. I am so thankful to have the support of mentors and inspirations like Evan Carmichael, who is a YouTube sensation with almost 100 million views and 700,000 subscribers from all around the world. He's a venture capitalist, published author. He has been featured in Forbes magazine, the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Inc. magazine, and more. Listen to what he's saying about the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio and me.
I love it. I love your energy and the questions, and keep going at it. I think you got a nice show on your hands here. So everybody listening, go type in Sade Champagne Show into iTunes and give it a 5-star review.
I'm here with Rico E. Anderson. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
We're so glad to have you here at Ernest L. Thomas and Laval Bell's book signings today.
Thank you. I'm having a wonderful time. I just got here and I'm already having a lot of fun. Met up with Ernest, said hello, and seeing some old friends. It's a great day.
Wonderful. And so tell us, Rico, what you have coming up next.
Well, actually, the new Fox show, The Orville,
mm-hmm.
With Seth MacFarlane is debuting this Sunday, actually tomorrow, on Fox. And I'm going to be on the fourth episode. So that will be at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one of my upcoming ones. I'm also going to be on the show Goliath
with
Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah.
And I just shot a movie with Titus Burgess.
Wow.
I Hate Kids. That's the name of the movie. I don't hate kids, but that's the name of the movie. So.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And so where can people stay updated with your happenings? Where can they follow you on social media and all that good stuff?
Well, on social media, they can follow me with I Am Rico Anderson on both Twitter and Instagram. Follow me.
Yeah.
And also, I just launched my website, which is ricoanderson.com.
That's correct. Yeah. Wonderful. And then my last question, a lot of people don't know that September is Suicide Prevention Month, and I'm a huge mental health advocate and suicide prevention advocate. And you know, being an artist and being in the entertainment industry and just in our society nowadays, people are struggling a lot mentally and they go through so many different challenges. What are some words of encouragement that you would give to someone who's either an up-and-coming actor and aspires to be what you're doing and they've been struggling mentally and emotionally and just feeling like wanting to quit and give up on their lives?
I would say that always have a solid base of people that you know you can always talk to. Even if you feel like you don't have anyone, you always have someone. For the most part, there is always somebody who you know, who supports you, who's been in that same boat as you are. You know, as actors, it's hard in this business, and you know, we're all in it together. So we're all trying to come up. You're trying to come up. I'm still trying to come up.
Right.
Everyone in this room is trying to come up.
Yeah.
So it can be very taxing, and it can be very discouraging, and it can really make you question a lot of things in life.
Right.
And I would say, tap into those resources. Call your friends, call a family member, call whoever you can to just vent, to just get it out, to just have a bull session where you're just like, I can't take it anymore.
Wow, that's good.
We all have them, and I would say just continue to do that. Also, go to the beach.
Yeah.
We're at the beach. I mean, okay, we're here in California,
yes,
so we have beach. But just go someplace.
Nature, like enjoying
right,
nature.
Right, yeah, nature. Enjoy nature. It's a great place to clear your head, and it just kind of helps you reset a little bit and just kind of rethink a lot of things.
Wonderful.
And it's a beautiful thing.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much to the amazing and very handsome and sweet Rico E. Anderson, and I hope you enjoy yourself today.
Thank you so much. You too.
This is Sade Champagne with Grindhard Radio. I'm here with musical artist Jay Mosley at Ernest L. Thomas and Laval Bell's book signings today and at the Writers Guild Theater in Beverly Hills. How are you doing today, Jay?
I'm doing excellent, Sade. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And so what brought you here today to this event?
Nothing else but Mr. Thomas.
Yeah.
Yes, and to see what he's got going on.
Yeah, he's fantastic. I'm so excited to be able to check out his book and hear more about his life story.
Yes, same here. First time I met him, I was in my living room and he was on TV.
That's for most of us, huh?
Yes, yes.
And so you're a musical artist. Share with us what you're currently working on.
I am currently working on a rock contemporary blues album with Sleepless Music Group. We're heading to Europe soon. If you could imagine a mixture of Gary Clark Jr. meets Rage Against the Machine and Jimi Hendrix, meets Johnny Cash. That's the kind of style that we got.
Wow.
Yes.
And I'm sure when people look at you, too, they may not always be expecting that.
No, I'm 6 foot three. I'm African-American, half black, half Mexican. They go, what are you doing that music? Well, I'm just doing it.
Yeah, because music doesn't have a color.
No, music,
you know?
Music has no barriers.
Right.
Absolutely.
I agree with that. And so what performances do you have coming up? Are you going on tour? And where can people be able to check out your upcoming dates?
Absolutely. You can find me on all social media at J Mosley Music. That'd be J-M-O-S-L-E-Y Music. Facebook, Instagram, everywhere. We're setting up a European tour, but we'll be playing locally here in Los Angeles. All the info will be on the website this upcoming week. And I have a new release coming out September 11th, the 911. It's called Where We're Going, and it's about the climate of the community, where it's been going, and how do we overcome and make a change to meet our end game of happiness and love.
Wow.
Yes.
That's phenomenal, Jay. I'm looking forward to be able to hearing your new music and what you have coming up. And so for artists that are just starting out, what are some words of, or I would say some three tips of advice that you would give to them that are practical to be able to help them move forward in their dreams or to help them stay encouraged?
First thing I would say is stay true to yourself.
Okay.
Second, pick up an instrument. If you're a vocalist, still pick up an instrument.
Right.
Do both. And third, listen to tons and tons and tons of records.
Mm.
Don't listen to what just on the radio. Go to your grandmother's house. Go to your whomever's house. Dig in their crates and just explore and find something new. That's where the change comes, because the music is the driving atmosphere for what's going on culturally.
Wow.
Yes,
that's amazing. And then lastly, Jay, a lot of people don't know that September is also Suicide Prevention Month, and I'm a huge mental health advocate and suicide prevention advocate. You know, I want you to share about what is one of the biggest setbacks that you've had in your career or in your life, and how did you come back or rise above that moment?
Wow, that's a loaded question. I have quite a few, and out of those experiences, I've overcome completely. However, one experience is, as of late, you know, what's going on within the government and also within our community most of all. That's the government I'm talking about, that governs my children, that governs the parks, my nephews and nieces. The best advice I can do is just keep your head up, find some music that will get you through it, and use that message to do something good, because overcoming is everything. Like they said, you know, the Lord hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So that's where we should go with it.
That's powerful. And I agree with you, because as we're focusing on the great things that are happening and the positivity, it helps to lift our spirit.
Oh, yeah.
And we're reminded, because a lot of us can talk ourselves into depression because we're so busy focusing on the things that are going wrong. And it's not that we're, of course, going to deny it, but we will literally sit there and we will become engulfed with it. And you're 100% right, like you said, about, you know, putting it into your art and creativity and also finding ways to be able to do good in the world and share with others.
Well, that's the intervention, is exploring yourself.
Wow.
If you have to cry, cry. If you have to laugh, you have to laugh. If you have to write, you have to write. If you have to create, create. Never box yourself in a corner and say you can't do anything. Because once you do that, that's when all of the bad seeds start to manifest. And guess what? Weeds sometimes have thorns, and those thorns will prickle you. But if you step out on those vines, they will cut you and they will trap you. So let the paint dry and then walk on what you paved out.
Wow, that's phenomenal. Well, thank you so much
to
the amazing Jay Mosley. I'm looking forward to his new music project that's coming out September 11th.
Yes,
and make sure you all stay updated with him. And I'm going to be following him on social media and looking forward to supporting him as well.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Time for a song break. Here is Jay Mosley with his brand new single, Go From Here. Keep listening to the Ernest L. Thomas and Laval Bell book release special of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio.
Baby, where do we go from here? Lady, why is darkness so clear? You fall to your knees, you say I can't win. You scream and you plead, this can't be the end. My gun is loaded, my heart is set, ready to battle till my very last breath. Thank you. took his hand to wipe the dirt. He tilted his head and gave me a smirk. He said, why did you do this?
Everyone, it's Sade Champagne here, and I hope you have already gotten your tickets to the Walls Group Latitude Tour. I had the pleasure of getting an exclusive behind-the-scenes interview with the Walls Group on their Latitude Tour in Los Angeles, and we were able to have them on our Season 3 premiere of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. This phenomenal tour is absolutely amazing. I have attended many concerts in my life, including Prince's Musicology Tour back in 2004, and the Walls Group Latitude Tour is definitely in my top three tours of all time. These Grammy-nominated Billboard-charting gospel artists are signed to Kirk Franklin's Full Yo Soul Recordings in association with RCA Records and releasing their newest studio album this year. They have hundreds and thousands of fans around the world with their videos garnering millions of views. You can go to thewallsgroup.org/tour. Once again, that's thewallsgroup.org/tour to get your tickets to this concert. And also, if you want to book them and bring them to a city or event near you, email book@thewallsgroup.org. That's book@thewallsgroup.org. They're coming to Georgia, St. Louis, Louisiana, Virginia, Texas, Orlando, Miami, South Carolina, Tennessee, Washington, D.C., Michigan, Minnesota, and more. Make sure you go to thewallsgroup.org/tour. They have been Sade Champagne approved.
Hey, this is Blake Lewis. You're listening to my girl, Sade Champagne, on Grindhard Radio.
It's Sade Champagne here with Grindhard Radio. I'm here with one of my favorite singers, Lettucey. You know I play her song all the time, I Blame You. How are you doing today, Lettucey?
I'm good. Thanks for hanging out. Isn't this great? We're here for Ernest, right?
Yeah, we're so glad to have you here. And so tell us what you've been working on.
Well, I'm about to release a new project called Let Love Rule. It comes out September 22nd, so
wow.
I'm excited about that.
That's fantastic. And where are you performing next? And let the audience know how they can follow you on tour.
If you go to my website, I'm doing a tour called The Rebel, The Soul, and The Saint with Kirk Franklin and P.J. Morton.
Wow.
And so we're going to go on tour together. Mm-hmm. And it starts October 28th, I think. Mm-hmm. You will probably know better than me. But it starts October. I don't know. Yes. It's in October,
okay.
though.
I'll
on my website, if you go to lettucey.com, my Facebook and all that, it's up there.
Awesome. And then last question. A lot of people don't know that September is Suicide Prevention Month.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm a huge mental health advocate
yes.
and suicide prevention advocate. And so what are some words of encouragement? Because, you know, a lot of artists deal with depression and dealing with suicidal
yeah.
thoughts. What are some words of encouragement and wisdom that you would give to any artist or a person who's struggling in that way now and wanting to give up on life?
You have to get it outside of your body. Write it down. Talk to somebody. Work out. Find other ways to not hold it in. Because when we hold a lot of things in, it's just festering inside of us and we live inside our brain. I wrote a song years ago called Stop Living in Your Head. And that's me. Like, I'm always holding on to things. And I've learned to speak up, not be afraid to speak out and speak up about things that make me feel a certain way. And
right.
we're so mean these days. I think we've gotten meaner when we hide behind our computers and social
right.
media. Get out into the world, meet people, see who they are as they are. Go out and just get some sunshine. You have to get into the light. You know, the light really helps us think. Yoga, meditation, do everything you can to settle your mind because
right.
it starts mentally.
Yeah.
And once your mental self says, oh, I'm fine, then the rest of you will be fine.
Wow.
But it's not that simple
right.
because you have to want to do it too.
Mm-hmm.
And some people might need help
because
yeah. some people might find out they might be bipolar or they have a medical disease
right.
that they need help with. Because
right.
mental illness is an illness.
Yeah.
So you have to find out. Maybe I'm mentally ill and I need to make sure.
Right.
So that you need to see a doctor and just double check.
Right.
Because I think we're just stressed out right now. We have a lot of stress. So we have to find ways to de-stress
right.
ourselves.
That's good.
Yeah, I know for me, it's a lot of pressure, yes, being an artist, because you got to be perfect. Sometimes you don't want to wear that dress. Or people just cut you up and don't know what it took for you to be who you are.
Right.
Every time I walk on a red carpet, I'm freaking out because I'm like, today I thought I was hanging out, just being a nerd, and here I am on a red carpet. I'm like, you know, I didn't put enough lotion on my legs. They might get that, you know, and you're freaking out. But you just have to go with it and be brave. That's what I mean by being brave.
Yeah.
Every morning is a step. Be brave.
Yeah.
Okay, today, breathe through it. If you take a breath or somebody touch you on the shoulder, or like we hugged a little bit. I always hug because you don't know that person might need that hug.
Right.
So it's like just little things like that really help.
Yeah.
Or if you can't do it, say no and be kind about your no.
Right.
Like yesterday someone wanted a picture, but I was hanging out with my honey and we're just in this weird place in the hills thinking we could hide out.
Right.
So my body wasn't really fully wanting to take a picture. I looked a hot ass mess. So I was like, you know, I don't really want to take a photo, but I'd love to meet you or, hey, how you doing? What's your name?
Wow.
Why does everything have to be a photo? Can't we hug and talk?
Right.
Where are you from? What's your name?
Right.
Like, get to know each other
That's
a little
huge.
Bit more. We used to do that with autographs and talk more. Now it's just a picture and look what I got.
Right.
I saw her here.
Right.
I don't want everybody to know I'm there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And it's just a respect thing. Like, we don't respect each other's space.
Wow.
And I wish we did that. And even respect our bodies, our own bodies. And just take care. Sugar and salt is in everything. Sodium. I'm from New Orleans, so everything is butter, sugar, salt.
Yeah.
And we don't know that affects us. So
we
need water. We need clear water. We need air, the sun. We need all these elements that we forget we need. Vitamin D for black folks.
Come on, everybody.
Iron.
Yep.
for black women, we need iron a lot. Yeah. We forget we need that iron.
Yeah.
Now we're doing all this veggie stuff, but we got to supplement the protein with something else.
You're right.
So your diet really helps your depression
as well,
to get rid of depression and
true.
Keep you focused. So
right.
I know I'm going on and on, but I've been here.
Right.
And I could tell a lot of stories where I wanted to give up in that way and let go of life.
Wow.
And now I'm fighting.
Yeah.
Every day is a get through it. I'm freaking out all the time.
Yeah.
Any artist who says they're not, I freak out when I go on stage. I freak out when, that's all mental.
Right.
So you have to tell yourself, I can do this.
Yeah.
It's the same with preventing yourself from being depressed.
Wow.
I can do this. Get up. Go to sleep. Go to sleep.
Yeah.
It's hard for us to go to sleep because we have our phone with us everywhere now.
I have to put my phone on
silent.
Listen,
put it in another room.
That's right.
That mug will be, ring, you know.
Exactly.
You have to know when to turn it off. That's why I say meditation. That's why I say it's okay to say no.
Right.
Take care of your blood and your body.
Right.
It's so important that your diet and your sleep and getting some sunshine.
Right.
Because the rain is good too, but you need the sun too.
Right.
So I don't know. I'm babbling on and on.
That's amazing. I want to thank you so much to Letticy. She's been an encouragement to me for many, many years. And the way that she just represents women so well.
Yes,
and girl
I love
power.
Us.
And I'm so thankful to you. And I hope you enjoy yourself at Ernest L. Thomas' book signing today
thank
in LaValle Bell.
Well,
thank you so much.
Thank you for squeezing me in for this.
Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight to our bonus episode 57, the Ernest L. Thomas and LaValle Bell book release special of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Thanks to my dear friend Elvira Guzman of LVG PR for inviting me to attend and cover this phenomenal star-studded event. I was super inspired and so encouraged. I'm just getting into covering live events, and I'm looking forward to going behind the scenes and covering more. And I can't wait to share with you guys where I'm going to be headed to and where I'll be traveling to be able to just enjoy the amazing things that other artists and entrepreneurs and dreamers are doing. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and sharing my radio show. Thanks to Grindhard Radio for the opportunity to create my own radio shows. Thanks to Travis Miller for creating and producing my theme song and to Scott Swish for mixing the song. Thanks to Kata Mafiaso for helping me to create our new radio drop. Thanks to my special guest, Grammy-nominated singer Letticy, veteran comedian and actress Lunel, TV and movie actor Rico E. Anderson, musical artist Jay Mosley, and author and speaker LaValle Bell. Our final song of the night is Letticy with High. Be sure to go and purchase her new album, Let Love Rule. I'm Sade Champagne, and thanks for listening to my radio show. I don't ever take your support for granted. I want to encourage anyone that this is a brand new month and that there is so much light and life and joy within you. You are the light inside the tunnel. I want to encourage you every single day to show up for yourself, show up for your loved one, show up for this world. You are more than enough, and you are so loved and amazing. Stay tuned next Monday, October 9th at 6 p.m. Pacific Time for Season 2, Episode 15 of my other radio show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne.
I've been thinking about time. I've been thinking about space. I know I might sound crazy, but I'm trying to get down in a real good space. I just want to be safe. I just want to feel good every morning, every single damn morning that I wake. I've been looking for a place where the sun shines all the time. Good love in my soul's what I crave. I ain't worried about the hay. Last year was a good year for you, girl. I've been keeping up with the pace. Don't be coming with the bull. Had a good year, now it's time to see my face.
Yeah.
Ain't worried about the face. Kinda over all the hard times I've been through.
Love brought me to.
And I finally feel loose. My heart I choose. My heart been broke down in the dirt, and I finally see through.
Red hands feel focused. And I'm done being broken.
Talk about the real love. You're the only thing that get me up.
I'm high.
I'm so far up that I could fly.
Watch me fly.
Keep me high in your blue sky. It's about damn time. I just want to be high. You're making me high.
High.
feeling. Finally, I'm winning. Finally, I'm feeling real good. Cause your love is deep down working in my soul.
I ain't never felt this damn hole.
Politics, they kill me.
Yep.
But your love can heal me. Cause your love feels good when I'm down. You can pick me up. I ain't never in the dust. Got me falling deep down in your love. Oh. And I finally feel loose. Might I choose? My heart been broke down in the dirt, and I finally see blue. Rain can feel black. I ain't worried about stress. So I'm talking about love, real love. You know the thing that get me off of my head. Got me so far up that I could fly.
Releasing the stress, we were born to shine.